My delegation would like, thank you, Chair. My delegation would like to join other delegations in congratulating you on your re-election as the Chairperson Rapporteur of the Working Group on the Right to Development and assure you of our full support. We thank the Chair and members of the drafting group for compilation of various suggestions and comments on the draft text of the legally binding instrument on the right to development. We would like to thank also the SR on the right to development and the Chair of the Export Mechanism on the Right to Development for presenting updates and views as matters concerning their mandates. Mr. Chair, India has been a strong proponent of full and effective implementation of the right to development. We consider that the right to development as a distinct, universal, inalienable, and fundamental human right that is available to every human being in all countries and is fundamental to the realization of the goal of sustainable development. We believe that it is the opportune time to address the challenges which we face in realization of the right to development. The unprecedented global crisis due to COVID-19 pandemic has underlined more than ever the need for operationalization of the RTD. While no one can deny the national responsibility of states to promote the RTD, at the same time, the importance of international cooperation cannot be overemphasized for creating a conducive environment for full realization of the right to development. In our view, democracy, transparency, accountability and participatory governance can serve the best interests of the people in implementation of the right to development by the states. We believe that the right to development is an intrinsic part of sustainable development and provides necessary impetus for realizing the Agenda 2030. For the SDGs to be successfully achieved, we should focus on strengthening the means of implementation and creating and enabling an equitable global order that is conducive to the right to development. India has attached high priority to inclusive and sustainable development, which has also informed and inspired our developmental cooperation with other countries, which is based on the developmental priorities. Our global developmental cooperation encompasses grant in aid, lines of credit, capacity building, training, and technical assistance. At multilateral level, we have established the India UN Development Fund to strengthen our developmental cooperation with the developing countries. Mr. Chair, we fully support the elaboration of a draft legally binding instrument on the right to development and look forward to constructive discussions. The proposed legal framework would support for more assistance to the states in several areas which inter alia are extension of financial assistance, an equitable international trade, climate justice actions, access to technology, full realization of rights-based policies, etc. I thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.